From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. Lawyers in Florida have a new leader. A South Floridian has been picked as the Florida Bar's 69th president. He'll oversee the organization, which includes 104,000 lawyers in Florida. Michael Heiger was born and raised in Miami and practices law in Miami as a commercial litigator. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Good to talk to you as well, Wilson.
So what does the Florida Bar do?
The Florida Bar regulates approximately 104,000 lawyers and provides benefits and services to those lawyers, serves the court and its function in terms of delivering justice to our citizens, and more importantly and most importantly, the Florida Bar serves the interests of justice with respect to the public and the citizens of the state of Florida.
So as the head of the Florida Bar, what are a few of the priorities that you want to tackle over the next year?
A priority for us this year is the Constitution Revision Commission.
So the Constitution Revision Commission meets every 20 years, and it suggests changes to the Florida Constitution. How do you see the Florida Bar being part of that process?
Not surprisingly, most citizens and certainly even many lawyers don't really know what the Constitution Revision Commission is about. I mean, we've only had two previously. They come every 20 years, so it's not top of mind. We also have a support role. So the Constitution Revision Commission, which is made up of some 37 people who likewise are going to be dealing with a vast number of issues, everything from educational issues, environmental issues, to judicial and court issues, which of course are important to us, they need support. The second significant issue that we will be facing and focusing on this year, inclusiveness amongst our lawyers in terms of the practice of law. So the bar just completed a year-long study and analysis on gender and issued a report and recommendations which contain 12 recommendations, all of which now we have created a structure to make sure that those recommendations are actually implemented, and that's going to carry through my year, and that encompasses not just making sure that the bar, our courts, are reflective of our population as a whole, but also we want to make sure that our citizens actually has access to justice.
The Florida Bar has been working with the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court on this issue of access to justice. What can you do over the next year to actually deal with this?
I think it starts in part with a change of mindset. The conventional wisdom is, well, just throw more hours, throw more lawyer time, etc. You know, and lawyers now give millions of hours and time, etc., to the issue as it is. And the irony is we have 104,000 lawyers, and so people all would say, oh, you know, we don't need more lawyers. But the fact is even if you had, you know, multiples of the number of lawyers that we have, you could not solve the gap because it is just that enormous. And similarly, you know, the issue of access to justice, just because it's a legal issue, doesn't mean it's a lawyer-only problem any more than the food crisis or world hunger is Publix's problem, right? I mean, we're all in this together, and we all have this, you know, we all have to address these issues together. Secondly, I think you have to think of it differently than just it's a manpower issue. You have to think about what are the technology solutions or potential solutions that can come through technology that we need to embrace in order to try and deliver services where they're needed. And there are a number of technological solutions or measures to try and address it. Will we completely eradicate the gap? That may be over-optimistic, but I think we can make huge dents. And there are a number of programs that have already been established that are coming up online that I think will make significant inroads to address the access to justice gap.
I've been talking with Michael Heiger, the newly instated president of the Florida Bar. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.